This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court this week, Wednesday, may determine the future of some of the best elder health care in the world, as Little Sisters of the Poor will seek protection from crushing IRS fines for failing to comply with the HHS contraceptive mandate. A tie vote will equal a rejection of their appeal, and the sisters refuse to offer employees free access to contraception, sterilization, and abortion-inducing drugs. Operation Rescue has documented many horror stories, but perhaps no abortionist has given them the quantity of material offered by former Dr. Stephen Chase Brigham. Discredited and stripped of his medical licenses in multiple states, Brigham continues to direct a multi-state empire marketing cheap abortions. One lawsuit lays out layer after layer of legal and medical problems, alleging tremendous harms. This is Life News Radio.
At the Guiding Star Project, we believe in the inherent dignity of every human being, beginning with natural conception and ending with natural death. We believe that every life is unique and holds potential, and that every life deserves celebration, regardless of the circumstances of conception, status, or health. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
Notre Dame students say they are disappointed the school has failed to live up to its Catholic mission in offering its highest honor to a pro-abortion politician. The ad they published in the school paper mirrors the view of Bishop Kevin Rhodes, who points out the likely scandal that Notre Dame appears to say someone can be Catholic while acting against Catholic Christian teachings. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.